chapter 18, Mishnah 1. So there's quite a lengthy background over here in the Kahati. And basically what he's saying is that in order for foodstuffs to become impure, it's got to be wet with one of the seven liquids that we've touched on before. And only once it's wet is it considered susceptible to impurity, that impurity can transfer onto it. But the rabbis made a special decree when it came to grapes. They said that grapes, he brings over here two reasons why they made this decree, but without going into that, grapes we consider susceptible to impurity right from the word go. They don't actually, you don't actually have to check that they're actually wet. But the minute the grapes are harvested, we consider them susceptible to impurity. And for that reason, they were harvested in purity. You know, when they harvested them, they harvested them in impurity. So what happens if there were grapes, if there was a vineyard in a Beis HaPras? Right? Because now the Beis HaPras is rabbinically prohibited. And there's also this rabbinical issue of grapes being susceptible to impurity without even being wet. So what? So can the grapes, it's a double whammy, can the grapes never be harvested? Because the minute you pluck them off, they're wet. So, you know, what's the deal over here? So, Ketzad Boitzrim Beis HaPras, says the Mishnah, how can grapes be harvested from a vineyard in a Beis HaPras? So, first opinion, Mazim al ha'adam v'al ha'kelim, we sprinkle on the people and the utensils, v'shonim, and repeat the sprinkling, meaning the waters of the paraduma. We purify the people who are going to be picking the grapes. We make sure they're pure. Uboitzrim umoitzim chutz lebeis HaPras. Then they go in and they harvest the grapes. And when they come out from the Beis HaPras, v'acherim mekablim mehem umolichim legas. They give the grapes that they've harvested to other people, because now by going into the Beis HaPras, they impure. So they take the grapes and they go to the edge of the Beis HaPras and they give it over to other pure people who'll take it to the wine press. And that is that's right. And they take it to the wine press. Im nagub elu ba'elu, but if these touched those, so then tmeim kedivrei Beis Hillel, then they become impure. So they've got to be careful when they're handing it over that there's no impurity passed. And this procedure is according to Beis Hillel. So how can it work according to Beis Hillel? So again, different opinions as to how they hold. But the easiest opinion, I think, to understand is that because it's two rabbinical decrees, they didn't extend it into this scenario. The rabbis, when they made the decree, left out the situation, and they said you can harvest grapes in this Beis HaPras. Otherwise, the grapes, you know, you'll never be able to do it. So that's one opinion of understanding Beis Hillel, is that the rabbis never extended their decree into this scenario. So finished. That's, you know, so that's how you could work it. Beis Shammah say no. Oiches es amagel besiv. They disagree with Beis Hillel. They say, can't, it doesn't work. The rabbis did extend their decree into that scenario. So what do you have to do? He's got to grasp the sickle with bast, he's translated as, which is something which doesn't convey impurity. Or boitzer butzur, or harvest the grapes with flint. V'noisen l'soch ha'kfisha u'moylech legas. And then he's got to put them in a kfisha, which was a basket not susceptible to impurity, and then take them to the wine press himself. In other words, doesn't touch them. Well, and whatever he uses is insusceptible to impurity. And that's the only way, says Beis Shammah, you can actually harvest the grapes in the Beis HaPras and get them out of the, you know, pure. Amar Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, B'madrim Omrim, what is this talking about? Kikerim Hanase Beis HaPras, when a vineyard became a Beis HaPras. In other words, the vineyard was there already, right? Aval Anoite Beis HaPras, but if someone goes and plants a vineyard in a Beis HaPras, Yemachel Shuk, he's penalized and he's got to go sell the grapes in the Shuk. He can't use the grapes for wine anymore. And it's a penalty because he shouldn't have planted his vineyard in a Beis HaPras, somewhere where there was a grave lost in there. So with